I turned off the TV and looked out the window. Sylvia's car was parked in front of my house, its emergency lights blinking. As I stood there wondering whether there was any real possibility of not answering the door, the bell rang again. She knew I was home. I went to the door and opened it. Sylvia.
Hello,
she said, and came inside before I could get another word out.
We have to talk.
She pointed me to my own sofa, and I obeyed, because sometimes, when the past knocks at the door and treats me like the past 4 years haven't happened, it turns out I'm still a dumbass.
You're not going to like this. It's intense.
She looked at her watch.
It's about Sarah.
It's always about Sarah, I said.
You'll just say I'm exaggerating, and that I'm crazy and all that. But there's no time today. You're coming home with me right now. You've got to see this with your own eyes.
What's wrong?
Plus, I told Sarah you were coming, so she's waiting for you.
We sat in silence a moment. I was wondering what the next step would be, until she frowned, stood up, and walked to the door. I picked up my coat and followed her out. From outside, the house looked the same as always, the lawn newly mown and Sylvia's azaleas hanging from the second-floor balconies. We both got out of our cars and went inside without exchanging a word. Sarah was sitting on the sofa. Although she'd finished classes for the year, she was wearing her high school uniform. The way she filled it out, she looked like those porno schoolgirls in magazines. She was sitting straight up, legs together and her hands on her knees, focusing on some point on the window or out in the yard like she was doing one of her mother's yoga exercises. She had always been fairly pale and thin, but now she seemed to be brimming with health. Her legs and arms looked stronger, as if she'd been working out for several months. Her hair shone and her cheeks were slightly flushed, like blush, but real. When she saw me come in, she smiled and said,
"Hi, Dad."
Although my little girl really was a sweetheart, two words were all it took for me to realize that something was really off with the kid, and I was sure it had something to do with her mother. Sometimes I think I should have brought her to live with me, but I almost always think otherwise. Not far from the TV, beside the window, there was a cage. It was a birdcage, maybe a foot and a half tall, that hung from the ceiling, empty.
"What's that?" "A cage," Sarah said, and smiled.
Sylvia motioned for me to follow her to the kitchen. We stood by the window, and she checked to make sure Sarah wasn't listening. The girl was still sitting bolt upright on the sofa, looking out toward the street, as if we'd never arrived. Sylvia spoke to me in a low voice.
"Look, you're going to have to take this calmly."
"Come on, Sylvia, stop jerking me around. What's going on?"
"I haven't fed her since yesterday."
"Are you kidding me?"
"So you'll see with your own eyes."
"Aha. Are you crazy?" She told me to follow her back to the living room, where she pointed me to the sofa. I sat down across from Sarah. Sylvia left the house, and we saw her cross in front of the window and go into the garage.
"What's going on with your mom?"
Sarah shrugged her shoulders. Her straight black hair was pulled back into a ponytail, and she had thick bangs that hung down almost over her eyes. Sylvia returned with a shoebox. She carried it level, in both hands, as if it held something delicate. She went to the birdcage and opened it, then took from the shoebox a very small sparrow, the size of a golf ball. She put the bird into the cage and closed it. She dropped the box to the floor and kicked it to one side, where it lay with another 9 or 10 similar boxes under the desk. Then Sarah got up, her ponytail shining and bouncing, and skipped over to the cage like a little girl 5 years younger. With her back to us, standing on her tiptoes, she opened the cage and took out the bird. I couldn't see what she did. The bird screeched, and she struggled a moment, maybe because it was trying to escape. Sylvia covered her mouth with her hand. When Sarah turned back to us, the bird wasn't there anymore.